And so, we don't have a big picture of this, but you just showed me a sort of a thumbnail of a shirt that had a circle pretty much in the middle of the chest.
Yeah, as I indicated earlier, if I was to kind of show in my own body, it'd be right in this area, kind of close to your sternum, right in the center.
And you did a DNA analysis of that blood mesh.
The major profile of that did, yes.
And your analysis also excluded Saranamu as being the contributing to that blood. May I approach you?
Yes.
Yes, and what I was looking at, so that report you have is my initial report, which was dated October 21st, 2008. Is that right?
It says submitted July 21, 2006.
How about on the very last page? October 21st, 2008. Right.
Yes.
Okay. So, at that time, 2008, I did in my report wrote that I excluded Saranamu from that stain. Additional testing was done, and a report was generated that I dated June 28, 2013. There's a little bit of difference between those because I, during that time frame, our interpretation guidelines changed so that if you cannot apply statistics to a minor profile, meaning because in this statement I say V1 is excluded, but then I can't say much of anything else. But in this supplemental report that was dated later in June of 2013, I state that due to the level and complexity of the mixtures, no conclusions could be made regarding the possible minor contributors. And that's due to the interpretation guidelines changing, and that is that if I can't apply statistics to a minor profile because of the complexity or the possibility of alleles that are present but not being called or detected, so therefore I cannot apply a stat to them, therefore I cannot make any kind of conclusions based on those interpretation guidelines. So from 2008 to 2013, our interpretation guidelines changed, but originally I did exclude her based off on our current interpretation guidelines. I would state that no conclusions could be made regarding the minor contributor to that profile.
So is that the case even if the short tandem repeats that show up in the minority profile belong to neither the subject you're testing?
Yes, because what I do when I'm examining a profile is before I make any comparison to any of the reference standards that have been submitted, so I'll make my conclusion off of the question sample. So as I look at it, and upon review in 2013, I look at that profile, see there's a major, see there's a minor, realize and recognize that my minor, there's too many areas that are either low level or the complexity is too great that I can't apply any statistics before I make the comparison.
I realize this is the first test you did. This is a profiler plus test, and Q7 is the t-shirt. Is that right?
That's right.
And on Q7, we have here where it shows the alleles. Am I pronouncing that right?
Alleles, yes.
14 and 15 on this or column.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go down to B1, which is certainly
correct,
that curve 14, 15, and then in parentheses 16.
Right.
And the parenthesis, or 16 parentheses, is the minority or the minor profile.
Correct.
And if you look at Sermon in that one, there's 14 and 18.
Correct.
And if you look at the Sermon, there's 14 and 15. Neither of them have the minor profile of the 16.
Correct.
And is that why the first time we did this, you excluded Sermon because there was a level that didn't belong to either of those?
Right, because the first interpretation was because there were locations. If you remember, I explained when I look at a question sample, I'm looking for points of exclusion. So if I can find locations that her alleles aren't present, then that would be a point of exclusion. So that's, yes, originally that's the way we interpreted that profile.
And so it's just a question of your guidance change.
Right.